Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to the Bradley Wiggins Show by Eurosport. Today I'm joined by Brian Smith. Brian, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Giro, Stelvio, what a day.
Absolute great stage, best stage I've seen pretty much during this Giro d'Italia, and that's saying a lot because we've had some good stages.
Did you ride the Stelvio 94? Did you go?
Yeah, same way. We went from Murano, which the race went through today, and then straight up. It's, it kind of drags all the way up, and it's the last 25 kilometres, absolutely
it's
brutal.
Horrible, isn't it? Yeah, and this is how Rob Hatch called it for us.
We've waited and waited for the GC to be battled out, and we're still going to get it right to the final day. These two men are suddenly involved, and they're going to be close to the Maglia Rosa. It's gone from the shoulders of João Almeida. It's going to pass, we think, to Wilco Kelderman, but also Teo Gegenhardt and Jai Hindley are going. 200 metres to go. His Majesty the Stelvio still reigns supreme. What a stage it's been. And it's Gegenhardt now going to the line, but Hindley's going to try and come around him. Jai Hindley's there. Hindley in the wide on the left. The Australian going to the line. Somewhere have it. Somewhere have it. Jai Hindley is a stage winner on the Giro d'Italia. And it is a day we will never, ever forget as long as we watch cycling.
Teo, second on the stage, up to third now, 15 seconds off to Pink. We're going into the last 3 days of the race with 15 seconds spanning the first three riders. It's pretty, I don't think any of us expected that, would they, at the start?
No, there was a lot of things we didn't expect. I didn't expect that from Rohan Dennis. I thought when Ineos put two riders in the breakaway, Ganna and Swift, I thought they might come into play a little bit in the Stelvio, but Sunweb scuppered that. They came to the front, brought the gap down, and you know, it was really 90% of the damage was done by Rohan Dennis, pretty much, and you know, what a magnificent display that was. Okay, Teo still had to kind of finish it off a little bit, but we have to question, you know, what Sunweb are doing today.
Yeah, I don't know if there's a bit of inter-team rivalry in that with a couple of them leaving teams or not, but I did think that when Kelderman first got dropped, I don't know, would you have made Jai come back at that stage?
Not
because
at that stage.
Because he hovered for a bit, didn't he?
Yeah, not at that stage. The way I saw it was, you know, I didn't expect Rohan Dennis to ride that long, that far up the climb. I thought it was set up for a tail. The way that Ineos were riding, they were riding very quickly at the bottom. At that stage, I think there was no real danger. And then when they went over the top of the climb, it's only about 43 seconds.
Yeah.
And then they came off the climb, and when we got to the bottom of the climb, roughly it was about 53 seconds. And the next 5 kilometres, Kelderman lost 1 minute, and you could see the team car coming up alongside, and he was shaking his head.
He didn't take the bottle, did he?
No.
I think he had a wobble at that stage, yeah.
He wanted, I think, Jai to come back, and they both of them had trouble with their jackets as well, so they've been freezing cold. Okay, Jai dealt with it easier, but at the start of the day, if they had said, you win the stage, you have Pink, you have white, you would take that. You would take it. But my question for Sunweb is, and it's the way I've kind of learned, I kind of brought up. You'd rather have the race lead by a minute than 15 seconds to your rival. That's the way I brought up. That's the way I learned. We saw it last year in the Vuelta, Brad, where Marc Soler, he would have probably won that stage in Andorra, but was called back because the overall is really important. It's still open. I don't know if you think it's still open, but I think it's still open.
Yeah,
it shouldn't have been open. It should have been done and dusted today.
No, it is well and truly open. I mean, you think one puncher in that time trial on the end or something, and they could lose the race, finish second and third. I mean, it's that close at the moment. But hey, I don't know who's in the team car at somewhere, but I don't know who's running that show and in charge of tactics. Whether they have full control over the riders, with them leaving teams and that, who knows? I'm sure we'll find out as time goes on.
But look at the Tour de France, they've done everything right. And up until now, they've done a lot of things right. Not many people would have made that big call today.
No.
That's the thing. And, you know, the thing is, Jai Hindley's staying with the team. Kelderman's going on to another team. We already saw it the other day when Jai Hindley went on the attack. and then Keldon was the first rider to go after him. So
yeah.
They say that there's unity in the team, and I believe there's unity in the team, but I think I would have ridden it differently. Okay, Teo would have gone and won the stage, but some things you have to sacrifice. You can't go for everything.
Teo, if you're listening, keep believing, brother. Well, España. Oh, this is how Carlton Kirby called it for us.
Here comes Hugh Carthy, dieseling his way back into contention. Kutz goes again. Oh, punch and counter punch. And this is going to force others to chase on. And Roglic is just going to embed himself. Dan Martin goes for the hoardings. And he's going to, if this is his roll of the dice, it's matched by Carapasto, who wears that King of the Mountains jersey. Dan Martin in the green jersey here, nursed on behalf of Roglic, who finds himself in third place. Roglic versus Carapaz. All the jerseys on your screen at the moment. But who's going to be the daddy today? Let's wait and see. Dan Martin wants a win. This is going to be fantastic if Dan manages to bring it home. Here comes Roglic, though. No favours given at all. No quarter either. 25 metres. Come on, Dan, get there. And he does. Dan Martin takes it and the bonus seconds. Carapaz and Roglic for the photo. Also, brave work, I have to say, by Mark Poles, who got himself into a good position. Vlasov's reignited on this day. That was fantastic.
Dan Martin, good to see him back on top.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. When you look at stage one, was absolutely brutal. That stage is normally the queen stage of the Basque Country race, so brutal start.
Yeah.
Yesterday, another very difficult final. Movistar got their stage, the local to that area, and another exceptional finish with a really steep ramp at the end, which, as you know, years gone by with Dan Martin, it's his cup of tea, but we didn't know where he was at until today.
No, we've not seen that Dan Martin for a couple of years, have we? But he was clearly emotional at the finish.
You know what, I've come so close this year to winning, and I just really wanted to win a stage for this team because they've been so good to me, and the sponsors have supported us all through COVID, like Silver Adams, the owner, and Ron Baron, and all the sponsors, all the team. You know, there was no salary cuts or anything like that, and the team was really motivated for the whole of lockdown because of that, to train hard. And yeah, obviously the injury at the tour, we couldn't win a stage, but I was really determined to win a stage today. The team was amazing, like every single one of them played a part in today's victory, and yeah, it's part for them and part for my wife as well, because this is the first time I've won a race since my kids were born, and it's really special. Sorry.
Congratulations on your victory.
Thank you.
Good to be back on top. I thought Carapaz looked good today.
Yeah.
I think he's now looking every bit the rider we saw and witnessed at the Giro last year, isn't he?
Yeah, and nice to also see kind of Froome up there kind of helping him.
Chris,
But you have to say that when Dan Martin went just outside the 200 metres to go, and I was watching it, and I see Carapaz is in the wheel, and Carapaz is good at these finishes as well. Mm. So is Roglic, and I half expecting they're going to come. And they never.
Yeah.
And it was an incredible performance from Dan Martin to get that stage win.
And seeing Chris Froome there, good to see him back in the action, really. And he was causing some damage, and I wouldn't say it was a select group by the end, but it was certainly good to see him dishing out again.
As much as, you know, he's probably looking to move on from the team, The fact that Ineos have given him the opportunity to come here, I think Froome needs it, and that's the reason he's here. And I think because he needs it, he is giving his all for the team, and that's good to see. And even having Chris Froome, you know what it's like.
Yeah, yeah.
Or even having a Bradley Wiggins or a Mark Cavendish in the team, it lifts the team. The whole team is lifted, and you know, a lot of respect for a lot of these riders. So I'm glad he's here. I think he will get better, but he needs it.
I think they owe it to him as well. You know, he's single-handedly done a lot for that team. And I think they owe it to him, you know, as his sort of, you know, swan song, as it were, because this is about next year for him and that continuation of the recovery from last year's crash. So good on him. Well done, Chris. And that's it for the Bradley Wiggins Show today. Once again, thank you, Brian. Run Club tomorrow. I'll see you 8 o'clock in the morning for Run Club.
Perfect. See you then.
We'll be back tomorrow with another show. Untidy.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style?
Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.